52%, and I also think 48% maybe intend not to, and you're probably going to lose 10%.
Could be, yeah.
10% of them are going to be like, oh, this is a little more than I thought. Maybe I'll have a drink. What are the most popular drinks on the holidays?
Eggnog with some kind of booze in it.
Eggnog comes in at number 3, which I was surprised by, Rick.
I'm going to say I thought it would. Like a Bailey's drink.
Yeah.
Bailey's. Yes. You know what? They put all mixed drinks together, and it still came in 4th place because there's just too many options.
The people love those dark stout beers. That's got to be, I would assume.
You know what? Beer is number 1.
Huh. Okay. It's easy. Now, it's the easiest. Yeah. It's just like, hey, grab one out of the fridge.
But what would be number 2 then?
Wine, obviously.
Oh, yeah, wine. Yeah. It's like, okay.
I was going to say.
Wait a second.
Rick, number 1
at 40 million women just screamed at the radio.
Right. What's number 2? It's the one that should be number 1.
It's definitely the number 1 at my family events. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like the wine thing has become popular. And maybe it's because the women seem to drink more than the men.
I don't know.
Kevin doesn't.
So they like their wine.
Man, their glasses keep getting bigger every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
I did see a meme the other day that said, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, but if we run out, I'll drink red.
I'll drink red.
Nice. Does it separate the red and white, or is it all just one?
It does not. Just wine, and it's right behind beer.
Look at Steve, like he's a connoisseur in there. He's like,
yes, you know, you swear.
1% behind beer.
1%, okay, yeah.
Straight liquor, by the way, comes in at number 5.
Jeez. Straight? Take a shot?
Just a shot of Everclear. Yep. Let's go, guys.
They're not messing around. Some of them like that brown liquor on a nice big ice cube.
Is that like 4 X's on the bottle or 3 X's, 2 X's? How many X's on the bottle?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, how far out in the woods was it actually distilled? That's what we need to know.
Only 6% said cider or spiked seltzer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe just doesn't have the right feel for Christmas, right?
I mean, people like the hot toddies and all that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, why it was going to be something warm.
How about mulled wine? Have you guys ever been around mulled wine?
I've heard
expired.
Of it. Never. Yeah, expired.
I've been in Steve's studio. There's mold, and he was whining, so I think that counts.
I don't think I'm saying it right. Mold.
Spell it.
Mold.
M-U-L-E-D.
M-U-L-L-E-D.
Yeah.
Mold, yeah.
Mold wine.
Yeah, not mold. I thought you said
I will tell
mold.
You, they my sister-in-law has made it a time or two.
Does it have fruit in it?
Oh, my God.
Is that the one?
It smells so amazing. It smells so good. It's a red wine, and I know you heat it.
Oh.
And I want to say she put, like, cinnamon sticks in it.
Oh, I see it
and
now.
And a few other things. Does it?
Yeah, it says a lot of times people will put raisins or possibly orange slices. Ooh, this one looks like it might have, I think those look like cherries along with cinnamon sticks.
Okay, I don't remember all the fruit being in there, Jay, but there it probably was. I just remember the smell of the wine.
Oh, it's probably great.
And the cinnamon sticks together.
Oh, man, there's so many options that they're showing of this.
It really.
The fruit is insane.
It was one of those that made me want to try it, but I was like, nah. What if I like it?
Yeah, it's not worth the risk.
Yeah, I want to start drinking it.
Yeah. Mold wine, I don't know. I guess I'm ignorant. I had not ever heard of that.
Well, you and your wife like wine. Is that something you could see trying, maybe?
Boy, I can't imagine it heated, though.
That is interesting.
I mean, do you just... That's the other question. This might be dumb, but how do you heat it? Do you like pour it into a pan, or did your sister do it? She threw it in a microwave. What did she do? I feel like that
was in.
It's got to be in a pan, right?
In a pan, yeah.
Like you heat it up. Oh, here it is. Takes 20 minutes. Hmm. Yeah, and then it gives you all these options of things to throw in there. The cinnamon thing seems to be the number 1, though. Great way to warm up on a chilly night. And here's your 1-minute wine recipe. Wow, look at that.
It did look and smell like the most comforting drink ever.
Yeah.
I will say that. One other quick thing I just wanted to throw out there for Rick, because I know Rick loves to cook on a barbecue. He's a smoker as well. No, I mean,
yeah, he has a smoker.
I like to smoke meat. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The company,
to keep it lit.
The company Big Green Egg, which you've probably heard of them.
Oh, I wish I had one. Yes.
Okay. They're a barbecue grill company. Just celebrated their 50th anniversary by setting a Guinness World Record for the largest number of chicken wings ever done.
Oh, wow.
Cooking 655 pounds of chicken wings in one setting.
Wow.
My goodness.
Oh, he smokes.
Is that just, how many people does it take?
How much money did that take?
Let's see.
How many green eggs did that take?
It was a team of chefs using 47 extra large grills.
That's not bad, actually.
No.
They were coated in Ed's famous wing sauce.
Of course they were.
Sounds good. And, of course, they were handed out to people. Any leftovers went to local charities.
Oh, very nice. By the way, Jackie said you want to do that mulled wine crock pot.
Ooh, okay.
Man.
I could see that.
That's a lot, Jackie. Just pointing it out. Well,
Jay, that's a good point.
Well, it depends how much you put in there. Well,
the big crock pot?
Where's that one? Where's the roaster? Yeah. All right, let's get back to the top 10 songs of 2024. We are up to song number 6. This song was on 5. We're up to song number 5. Got to learn how to read. I had it at number 8. Kevin had it at number 7. Steve had it at number 2. Rick didn't have it on his list. Sad. The Big 99.